Well, this makes me curious about the East and West poles, which haven't been discovered yet. The East Pole.
That's such a great point.
No one's found that shit yet.
Eric, you are a genius, man. That might be actually the smartest thing I've ever heard anybody say in my life.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Wow. No one's expecting this from us. I'll just say that. No one was expecting this to happen so soon. But we continue to surprise in crazy ways.
It's the sequel. It's the comeback. It's lunch part two.
We got told into it y'all
pretty intellectually in the first one, but we didn't get into it more emotionally and personally.
We didn't touch it personally. We didn't touch it emotionally. We barely even touched our favorite types of lunch or the history of lunch.
And I think I said everything I have to say about lunch. I left it all on the table in that. I put everything I had in that fucking podcast.
Dig
lunch
deeper.
Part one, I said everything I have to say. There's nothing fucking left that I can possibly say about fucking lunch.
I don't.
Well, then you guys are no, we have to do the part two. We have to do the part two. I don't fuck.
Hey, well, really Nate, real quick, Nate, can we reset, dude? I don't like how you're coming into this. I'll just let the listeners know, okay? Last night I did a crazy ass show that you probably couldn't even believe that I was doing. Just continuing to dominate LA.
Political fundraiser.
He went to an open mic. His name didn't get picked in the bucket and just sat there the whole time getting fucked
but
up.
I made some friends and we made lunch plans to tie it to the episode. But then I'm like off the high from the crazy ass show and the networking. And so I say, Nate, let me pick your ass up right now. It's 10:30. Let's go get a drink right now. Biatch. So I pick him up. We go to the spot. I'm not going to blow our spot up, but it's called the Grant. And we go to the bar and I'm like, I'll have one of their special martinis, please. Nate goes, and a beer. And I look at him. I go, you realize it's Friday, right? And yeah, so just so y'all know, I had a martini and a mezcal last night. Nate had two NA beers. I'm coming into this episode with pure good vibes, even though I had two drinks and Nate's had nothing. Nate's coming in all soured out.
Yeah, so, I have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nate.
Maybe there was some. Well, you know what? You ordered the second beer for me, so you dosed me.
You think I would dose one of my closest friends with alcohol without their permission? Think again. I would do a lot of things, but I would not do that. Okay.
Nate, what makes but you let's so just, afraid come on. Of pain? Is it
yeah?
Is it the fear of pain that stops you from enjoying? Because the pain of not enjoying yourself, you know, is deeper than fuck.
So Nate, you have you have a predilection for, you have a predilection, as they say, for nicotine,
predilection,
right?
Predilection, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Predilection.
And you don't like, alcohol. You don't like things being out of your control. So I think you like the nicotine because you feel like it locks you into reality. And I'm in control, and there's no hangover from this, and this won't ever hurt me. I couldn't have a drink of alcohol because then I'm going to be a little out of control the next day. I won't be able to control my emotions, and I won't be able to control the hangover.
Yeah, my
you need to let go.
Control the hangover.
You need to let go now. I say, release yourself to your inhibitions.
I'll tell you what. I told you this yesterday.
And feel the rain.
I had 2.5 liter beers. Okay, these are German style beers at a German beer hall. Okay, two beers at about 5 p.m. kind of early, you know, earlier in the day.
So, can I just say you had a liter of beer in one day? That's like a soldier's rations. That's nothing. Okay, that's what they would get.
I know.
In the trenches.
I agree. It's nothing.
It's nothing.
But after, I would say maybe 3 hours went by and I start having this headache happen. at about, you know, 8 p.m. And it lasted the entire night until I went to bed. And I was like, did I just like, or do you think you're meant to just be drinking at like 10:45 p.m. And then my body, I think, was like, you usually, when you're drinking, you're usually like, you know, in bed by now, maybe. Do you think that's what happened? So then it just started.
Well, like, you have to keep it going. It was like,
oh, you're skipping sleep. So we're just going to go straight to hangover right now.
You have to keep that shit going. You can't start and then stop. Your body is, what that is telling you is your body's craving more of the stuff. Okay. And that's a sign to listen to your body and have one more beer and play a little, as Jack would play, RuneScape.
I wouldn't play
if you're
that.
Ever feeling that hit.
I don't know what that is. I don't. I think there's a big
problem.
I'll
tell you what.
Nate, hold on. I think there's a big problem, and sorry to say it like that, but I think there's a big problem with people listening to their bodies too much and respecting the body. The body is meant to do this. Early humans, our bodies are eating like this, sleeping like this. My body's telling me to do this. Make your body your employee. Do not let your body dictate your mind, your personal and professional endeavors. That's the first mistake. Why do you think we invented new food? So that we wouldn't have to listen to our bodies. Why do you think we invented wheat? So that we could go out and hit the streets and, oh, everybody's, I got hella bread in my bag. I don't need to, you know. My body's telling me, don't move today. Try to move as little as possible because you don't have bread. Then we make bread. Then we, next thing you know, we make biotin. Next thing you know, we're making lion's mane mushroom pills. See what I'm saying? There are remedies to where you could tell your body, fuck you, I'm not listening to you anymore, man. I'm not doing this shit. I'm drinking.
Well, dude,
yeah.
What about this phrase?
Hmm.
People refer to this when they are talking about their penis and boner.
Be careful.
And they'll say, he's got a mind of his own.
Oh.
Well,
I never heard that. Oh. Well. Wait, really quick. I just, an image came to my mind. Sometimes I have to relay these images to you guys. No, I don't think about that shit.
Nice.
When you said the invention of wheat, imagine that I'm imagining the invention of wheat, you know. We were hunter gatherers back in the day, just chilling. Hunting down antelope and mammoths, whatever, with spears, sleeping under trees to hide from the rain. That's when the Anunnaki come down in their rock spaceship made out of essentially rock. And they come down, they see us run around hunting, like so hungry, having to do intermittent fasting to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And could you imagine the Anunnaki in their spaceship saying, like, all right, I got something for you. Their eyes roll back in the back of their head. The spaceship's all rock. There's no buttons in it. Like, to us, it would seem it's like, all... oh, it's just like all smooth rock on the inside. But actually, it's like extremely highly technologically advanced. Right. And the Anunnaki's sitting there, eyes rolling back, and Minority Report style, it's inventing wheat in the air. And it's beautiful. And its blue palm holds some seeds out to some hunter-gatherers, and it says, plant this in the earth. And that's maybe the beginning of the agricultural revolution.
But with the intention that, like, this should be... They were like, why are you using this for bread? Like, this is for fucking beer, you idiot. Like, they probably came back. They went away for a while, and they're like, oh, when we come back, it's going to be, like, a gigantic fucking party.
Uh-huh.
That's why they came here in the first place to, like... They were like, what? There's no fucking liquor here? Like, we got to get them. And then they come back, and what do they see? There's fucking bread
bowls everywhere. They wanted a damn planet-wide Oktoberfest, and we couldn't deliver it to them. they're smacking the hunter-gatherers around, like, nah, you gotta fucking put this in a jar.
That was a violent return. That was a violent return when they came back.
Yeah, there was devastation.
Like, are you kidding? We're about to fucking... There's about to be nuclear fucking...
They're
smacking us
for no reason.
Yeah. Leave directions. Get the fuck out. I hate this idea that somebody comes in and leaves you a seed and then comes back and expects you to have done the right thing. Stick around, have some responsibility, and teach your children well. That's all I got to say to God or the Anunnaki.
Wow,
whatever,
Jack.
Whatever negligent fool is out there being the puppet master.
Well, that's a message to all parents. That's a message to all parents, Anunnaki or not. just show up. Literally, mm-hmm. the power of showing up is crazy. And stay. Show up for and your stay. Kids.
And when and you show stay up, there. You don't, no weapons.
Yeah.
Can I say this? My fucking algorithm has merged with Anunnaki, and it's in a frightening place right now. My TikTok algorithm. It's not good. It's fused with Christianity and the Anunnaki like story, like ancient stories, and it's like fused into one another where Jesus it's is just not, it's not Anunnaki. Good. Like I'm getting like really conspiratorial, like far right Christian sort of wacky theories about aliens.
Be careful.
Maybe it seems wacky to you. You know what I mean?
There's one. Oh, can I describe one?
Yeah. Yep.
There's a guy who says, it's strange that he's on some interview show. He says, there's this strange correlation that none of the scientists want to admit. But whenever there is an abduction, and we have hundreds of accounts of this, whenever there's an abduction, when a Christian is abducted and they invoke the name of Jesus Christ, the abductors immediately vanish away, and none of the researchers want to admit this, that there's a power to the name of Jesus Christ. He is the...
You're getting fucking probed out. Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ! Shut up.
I'd like to do that to try to get some lunch today. Like, speaking of.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get back to charge me money.
Oh, yeah. How did we veer this far away from lunch? How can we tie it back?
And yet, how did we only veer so far away, but then you peek through the bushes and suddenly you're still right next to the trail somehow? You think you've gone far, but we're right there.
Oh, that was there's just one leaf right here. There's a leaf right here. Let me move it. Oops.
We're back
we're back right back on the road. Let me talk about the plowman's lunch.
What's that, Eric?
The plowman's
been
lunch.
Researching out all
is this
week.
One of the beef things that you're always talking about?
What beef thing?
I feel like sometimes you wake up and you go, good morning. I just had a big tub of beef and potatoes.
Yeah, dude. When I'm dieting, right, and I'm eating beef for lunch, you know, not just a big bowl of beef, but beef with some veggies and some other things.
Beef Wellington.
It's the best I've ever felt. I don't know how to cook that.
Just wait till you get married. You think that's the best you've ever felt? Just wait till you get married. That's all I gotta say.
Well, I can't even imagine that yet. The plowman's lunch is an English cold meal based around bread, cheese, and fresh or pickled onions. This is, okay, so everybody's wondering what life in England, what New York was like back in the early 1900s, late 1800s. What the hell were they doing all day? Well, I'll riddle you this. You think there's a lot of bars around right now, right? Oh, this, New York's all full of bars. It's nothing compared to how many little taverns were around in the late 1800s, tenement style. People would have little, like, on one city block, there could be like 10 little bars underneath people's houses, little taverns, okay? And these would be run by the by the people that lived in the house, and they would sell what they had, and usually that was some ale, okay? And they had bread and some cheese and some onions. So the guys working on the damn Brooklyn Bridge, they'd come in at lunch, get just a slice of onion, a thick wedge of cheese, a fat piece of sourdough, and a big cup of ale. Okay, that's what they were having every day. Doesn't that sound delicious?
See, you romanticize this life, this lifestyle. Like, sounds delicious, I guess. Well,
talking
actually,
shit.
It doesn't really sound that. You know, that was the lowest grade fucking cheese on the planet. That was the most disgusting fucking, the most spoiled onion.
The onions were pickled in someone's mouth who had a sour mouth. Oh, put the onions in that dude's mouth. His saliva pickles things so good. Come on by.
And next thing you know who Elam was eating that?
Ilium. Get Ilium spit.
A 7-year-old child. Who
that's who's cooking
had
this?
Been working since 3 a.m. and had to go back to work till about 1 a.m. All right. And they were working all day fucking long.
And he's got maggots coming out of his head.
Both your guys' attitude today is like fucking repulsive. I just have to say,
I've never had any attitude, positive or negative, because I'm so information based. I use inflections to help human beings who are lower mental capacity understand what I'm saying. But I'm basically a fucking English language calculator, TI calculator.
Right.
Well, so, to anybody still listening, if they can get through this sort of horrible attitude that's permeating this episode, if you're interested in the Plowman's Lunch, you can go to McSorley's Ale House, one of the oldest bars in New York. They still serve that shit. Okay, get yourself a Plowman's Lunch and then go for a 10K.
Can I say something else though?
Or do the opposite, 10K and then what?
10K what?
10 kilometers.
Oh, okay.
Kilometers.
Kilometer. What? The kilometer. I would say that Nate and I do eat a lot of Plowman's Lunches on accident. I think Nate and I have a good number of text pictures to each other. What'd you have for lunch today, man? Oh, I just put a raw head of broccoli in a bowl. A raw head of cauliflower in a bowl. And then, you know... Maybe
you guys are eating to live on it. And I live to eat.
That's right.
Man, I had a busted fucking dinner last night, dude.
And I offered you some pizza and you said no.
Well, I already had a busted meal, man.
What was it?
I was full off of it. It was just, well, it was a two-parter, okay? So I was cooking something in the oven, okay? And it was, frankly, I would say like five chicken breasts or chicken tenderloins. Okay.
Okay.
Season them up. It wasn't just chicken. Okay. And then I had some, also some chicken, breaded chicken tenders frozen, put that in there. And I also had some broccoli as well. But the first portion of the meal was just eating like a bowl of like two different types of chicken. And it had like one piece of broccoli in it. And I was
one
like,
breaded, one non-breaded, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. One
no
breaded,
seasoning?
One...
How'd you season it?
Well, of course I did. Yeah, of course I seasoned it.
Let me guess.
Turmeric. Olive oil. Garlic powder. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
Soy sauce. All
right.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I thought
soy
it was
don't hit me with this. The fucking white people don't season type of shit. All right.
You're putting like half the smallest, like quarter of a pinch.
yeah.
Roasting you.
Turmeric comes with so many turmerics in it. If you're just going by the grain. One grain.
But yeah, I had a busted. That chicken bowl just made me think, man, this is one of them busted meals that I just be making in the kitchen.
Well,
I mean, are you guys curious to know what people eat for lunch or across the world? I don't know if you guys would be interested.
Of course.
In something like that. Yeah.
Of course.
Wait, are we moving on to lesson two of the syllabus today, right now?
A little bit. Yeah.
Everybody turn. Mm-hmm.
By the way, is Jack a little bit quiet right now?
Hello?
This is behind the scenes audio.
A little bit quiet, you. Jack. Yeah, you are.
Oh, well, then watch this. So what? Joy I get tattoos. Drunk. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Okay, now
you
I'm back.
Good. You sound good as hell now.
Okay.
What do you guys think they're eating in Cambodia? Guess what they're eating in Cambodia. If this is what everybody eats
fish.
For lunch every single...
Chicken bacon cheddar ranch pizza with a bag of Zots chips.
Doritos.
Yeah.
Nah. Try this. Chicken and green mango salad.
I got chicken, okay. Right?
Oh,
that's right. Mmm. Now that sounds good. Now what do you think they're eating in Korea? Now this thing is so fucking good. Do you remember Jungboo in Chicago? Did you guys ever go there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You never went to Jungboo, Nate? It's a
maybe.
Korean grocery store.
They did you Google sell, most popular food in every country?
No, I was a little more specific than that, okay? I said lunches from across the world.
That's a whole nother podcast.
All right.
World lunches.
They have...
This is domestic lunch, by the
way.
Well,
guess what? No. America is based on basically people that have immigrated here, okay? So if you're telling me that a domestic lunch is just a turkey sandwich, then you're being uninclusive of the folks that live here. Because guess what? There are Cambodian people that live here. There are Korean people that live here, according to my studies. And they eat all different type of food, okay? We get on the same page about that?
Yes, and why don't you let them live in your neighborhood?
Dude, like,
no I'm response. Not, all right, I'm let's not move getting on. Into that.
No, it's not what you think it is. No, it's just Eric, not what you think it is.
Eric v. Cambodia. Very disturbing. Very disturbing Google. Very disturbing debates live, Ben Shapiro style. Eric's rocking with Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, but Cambodia's got that castle. Well,
It's personal vendetta style. It's not up against all people, but there's
but you grew up in what family. It was called.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say it. So then what's funny is, oh, Eric, I just thought of a really cute game.
What is it, man?
It's really cute. So you say the dish, and then we all have to guess what country is that from.
Wow, this could get embarrassing along. Fast.
Go if okay. you're in the comment section, type in the country you think it is.
All right. Beef short rib empanadas.
So
I know this.
Where?
Beef short ribs. Okay, that so tells beef. Me this is a... This is a...
Probably not India. Well,
of course, South America, of course.
Well, that's... What if it's Central America, dude?
Or Central America and South America.
Pseudo-America. Pseudo-America.
Okay. I think but he said which sweat. One?
I would have to say that sounds like a Guatemalan meal to me, personally.
Could be. That's what's interesting about this answer. It definitely could be. But according to the Savour article, Chile.
I knew
Chile,
it.
Okay? I was going to say
I can't escape I Chile. Chile.
Can we go to Chile, please?
We can, but we better not surf down there.
Why?
I have a bone to pick because the localism is awful. Chile has some of the biggest coastline in the world, and you're not going to let people come and surf with you? Come on, man. I'm tired of getting my ass kicked. Locals only, man. Yo, if you're not from Santiago, I don't want to fucking hear from you, bro. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Dude.
Doesn't it get cold as fuck at the tip? At the bottom of South America? Well,
they go down to
I know your tip gets all ice cold. Nate's got that 31 degree ice.
But isn't it freezing down there, right? You know, if well, the world yeah, works dude, like right I think
by,
it does.
It's right by the South Pole, dude. Yeah.
Eric, be nice, man. Never... You don't need to do that like that. You don't.
I'm out.
No, Nate. Jesus Christ. This is the shit I've been warning us all about this whole time. This is what happened to Logan Paul. This sucks, man. Well, I guess I'm the only one left.
No, it does get cold. That's a good instinct, Nate, because it does get cold down there. You're right about that.
Do you know
and
what's
you
shocking?
You have amazing instincts. What?
That you can go east to west just as much as you can go north to south. So what I'm saying by that is imagine going, how long does it take to fly from New York to London, perhaps? Just a
what
guess.
Type of plane? Concorde? Well,
what type of
Boeing 747-816 AXX0700 engine. What? How long?
From New York to London town? Yeah, Heathrow. That's about 6 hours.
Ready? How long does it take to fly from New York to Santiago, Chile?
Oh, I would have to imagine.
Because they're this almost the same vertical, right? Vertically north to south.
Holy crap.
Try this.
Holy crap.
12, probably. I don't know. I'd have to Google it.
Well, this makes me curious about the east and west poles, which haven't been discovered yet. The east pole.
That's such a great point.
No one's found that shit yet.
Eric, you are a genius, man. That might be actually the smartest thing I've ever heard anybody say in my life.
Well, no,
because there is a polar pull east and west.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
of course there is. Why do you think the Earth is like this as well? Because if there's only a North and a South Pole, the Earth would have been stretched out to an
oval shape.
Right.
But it's a spherical one.
Which implies...
Jack, you would be like a... If you were a part of the flat Earth community, like they would... I feel like that's like Michael Jordan, like joining the Bulls, you know? Like if you...
Well,
if you
trust me, an offer came in. I do think I could get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Flat Earth. It is flat, is what's funny.
Well, certain surfaces are... Yeah. Certain surfaces
right,
are flat.
Right, they are... They are kind of right in, you know, every conspiracy has some truth to it. Yeah, the Earth is flat. Sometimes, you know, the sidewalk that outside my crib, very flat.
An area
on Earth
flat. Okay, ready? This is the definition of flat: lying at full length or spread out upon the ground. Is any of the Earth not on the ground? See what I'm saying?
Not the part.
The Earth,
well,
is
that we know
fully
of.
Spread out on the ground. Okay, I didn't know if I googled the right word. Whoa, it's not that easy to find the definition of a word.
Are you guys getting pissed by the Google AI thing that pops up? At the
it's
top?
Pissing my ass off.
Bring me
dude.
Back
yeah.
to the no more sponsored ads, no more
no,
SEO.
No,
bring
no.
me back to the OG fucking Google where I gotta scroll through 7 pages to get to what I want to see.
Say it,
I'm
Nate.
Done with the. I'm done with the fucking AI coming up with the.
No, I'm done too, Nate.
Unreal.
Isn't that what Google already is?
That's my question. Veal and pearl onion Bastilla. Veal and pearl veal. Onion Bastilla.
That's gonna be
that's
Malta.
A Spanish meal.
Bastilla? No.
France.
I don't even know.
Incorrect.
What
that. Oh, you and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Dude, it's a North African meat pie.
That's what we said.
Dude, it's a North African meat pie. Oh, the other
Which
night,
country in North Africa?
It's they won't so specify. That's what's fucked up about Civil
War.
They don't specify. Interestingly,
wow.
dude. Yeah.
They're not probably acknowledging Morocco, the regional and different cultures of the region of North Africa, as far as I can
you
tell.
You realize my great-grandfather lived in Morocco as a child.
I know. That's why right? I started being friends with you. Of course I realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Inherent
but
interest.
Oh, the other night... Yo, I had some ragu at the restaurant. You know, no, not the type that you guys think you know. Not the supermarket ragu. That's a brand. I'm talking about a style of pasta sauce. And in the ragu was veal tongue.
Okay.
And I get it. I get it. There's no distinction. There should be no distinction between the... We're all eating the inside of an animal. But do we gotta eat a baby cow's tongue like that? Did it taste good? Yeah. Did it make me think twice when I felt a smooth little piece of it?
Because you're making out with that thing, technically, for 1 second.
Yeah, sort of the intramuscular
makeout.
Yeah,
the
right.
final French kiss.
Oh, God. The meat industry needs to be reckoned with. That's just a no question thing. Because
they're ruining the earth.
Baby,
the meat industry.
Baby cows. Like, we don't eat baby versions of any other. Like, what is a
lamb,
baby chicken?
Lamb.
A chick.
A baby chicken. Chicken is a chicklet.
It's a chick.
But nobody's eating chicklets.
I eat
like,
chicklets
me,
whole.
I bet you
that you know
good.
Of. A lot
if
of
I eat chicklets.
Tastes great.
I eat a chicklet.
Chicken tastes great. Chicklets gotta be bussing.
Well, I know the Komodo dragon likes those. Get a Komodo dragon some chicklets.
Save it for the reptiles episode.
I want a Komodo dragon on a leash and a sawed off.
That used to be my favorite.
You want to do Mad Max lizards?
There was something with I feel like the anime kids at my school were like obsessed with Komodo dragons.
Well,
like,
it's a real life.
I was always like, "What's your favorite animal?" And I'd be like, "The Komodo dragon."
Nerds.
There was one at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle that I got really close to, and it was after I saw Harry Potter, and I remember trying to like try to connect with it like that.
They're dangerous. Remember Nigel Thornberry?
Yeah, of course. Nigel Thornberry.
His family was do Donnie right now. Interesting.
Jack, you are so Donnie. Do Donnie Stop. Right now.
Stop. Do it. Do I am it. Kind of the urban Donnie, aren't I? I'm kind of the city do the Donnie.
Do the Donnie voice right now.
No, I'm not going to play with... I'm not doing that shit.
Donnie's the feral child, right? Yeah. Right. Played by Flea. Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Why can't we have more musicians and rock stars playing voice acting?
Because there's you been know
they
a great...
have funny, crazy voices. They have to. They have so oh, many fun,
dude.
Magical characters inside.
Jimi Hendrix.
I know they do.
AI Jimi Hendrix playing motherfucking Squidward or some shit.
Wow.
Trust me, I'd watch that.
Jimi Hendrix.
You know what? We should start treating our brains better. Wait, let me just start over. So there's a restaurant in
First
Maine.
First off, agree.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Where?
I don't
what
know.
What is it called?
It's in the undisclosed. I don't know the name of it, but they accept 24 tables a year.
Oh,
70,000 people. You can only submit by postcard. 70,000 people submit.
I know about this place.
Well, dude, I know somebody who randomly got a fucking table.
Whom?
My girlfriend.
Raleigh?
Yes, and I'm not invited. But
what?
She's going to have a great time. Because she's going with her high school friend. But what's interesting is, she honestly made the right move because I would be just dissecting the whole experience because my mind is so fucking cursed. I can't even buy into shit, really. Like, it's really tough for me to participate in society because I see through the bullshit so much and I'm so crazy fatalist.
Well, you're Sorry. A comedian, dude. We see through the veil
I basically,
of society.
I have George Carlin on this shoulder and I have a fucking AK-47 on this other shoulder that can think.
Oh, shit. And George Carlin's got a concealed carry that you don't even know about. So that's dual fucking gun.
And he's got a cock ring.
Guns on his shoulder.
And All right. So what's fun, what I'm saying is.
Yeah, I bet he did have that in a
I
cool way.
I bet he
way.
Took one to the G-A-R-A grave, I bet. Now that's a move.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is, why don't we start treating our brains and bodies the way that these restaurants are treating themselves? I'm only eating 24 meals this year. If you would be so lucky for me to eat this sandwich, see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
You're
oh my
to
gosh,
make your
when they give
a VIP fucking club.
That's what I'm saying, man. 24 days a year. We're open. Who's in?
That's two that's two meals a month. Notice how quickly I did the math there.
Damn, if you're only getting 24. Two meals a month, that's already 24. Wow, so we're eating so many damn meals a year. Wow.
Well, this is what I want to ask you guys is what would be your ultimate, you know, people will say, what's your last meal? Okay, whatever. Fuck that shit. What's your last lunch?
Oh,
your last, the last lunch before I personally kill you.
Is it gonna,
I don't know
can
if
it
that
be
changes the
brain?
What meal it is, but you're gonna die by my hands, and you're gonna have the lunch of your choosing before that, and yeah, you're gonna go out violently.
Mm-hmm. Nathan's hot dog competition.
You're not gonna like it.
You want to do
it's
a
be,
Joey
it's
Chestnut?
Be slow.
I want to take down Joey Chestnut as my final act. Because that's the motivation you'd need to really know for sure that it's your last time.
I think for real last lunch, I'm going Mediterranean diet, Blue Zone style. Okay, hummus.
Chicken longevity.
Chicken? No, not too healthy. But chicken, shawarma, some falafel, some rice, some purple cabbage, some tahini, some baba ganoush, some spicy harissa.
I like
some
harissa.
Some pickles, some garlic sauce.
If you had to eat one person in the world.
That's just the best fucking. If he had to eat one, what?
Nothing.
One person?
I like harissa too.
Harissa? Well, harissa reminds me of Carissa, who is my neighbor that passed away.
Harissa? Sounds like a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman's name.
Yeah. Totally. Harissa.
Remember that? By the way, remember that?
Hello?
I just wanted to bring up real quick, just on Mediterranean food. Get the. I know I brought up garlic sauce, but I feel like not enough people are specifically requesting that when they're ordering a meal at a Mediterranean. Because that's
what'd you say?
Well, that's like the ranch of the Middle East.
But be very careful with harissa, because that'll spice your ass out pretty quick.
We're talking about garlic sauce.
Oh, wait. I thought you said harissa.
I thought you said barbecue.
Garlic sauce.
And be careful with that too. I need you. You need to be more careful with this shit, dude. I know you're getting into seasonings and stuff, but you can overdo it, dude.
You can overdose on garlic. I keep garlic Narcan on me just in case I see somebody like you. Sorry, ass. Going too hard at the kava.
Dude, you're not a vampire, are you?
Let's just say my skin don't look like this for no reason.
I think we should do another episode on vampiric tendencies.
You bring somebody back
right now, dude?
Vampiric tendencies, that's a cool, interesting concept. So, can you, if you're a vampire, say again?
I was just going to say, what a majestic, like, sort of supernatural being.
A vampire?
To be, like, thwarted by garlic, like, in silver. What was it? What are they? A silver stake? Yeah. That's what you.
Are you kidding me, dude?
No, it's not a silver, well, a silver bullet, but a wooden stake.
In the shape of a thing.
Wow,
we need to we might need to table this, because I think vampires is a very good episode.
Vampire is coming next.
Okay, Vampiric Tendencies Part 1.
That's Patreon. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good idea.
This is how I take out, just real quick, this is how I take out a vampire. Sneak into their crib during the day because they're upside down. Sneak up right in front of them and fucking just pile drive them into the fucking ground, wrestling style, because they're upside down already. And you just gotta grab onto them
realize that's not gonna work, right
when you leave. Okay, you're like, I got them, you're videotaping them, you're uploading that to LiveLeak, whatever. Then you're walking out of the room laughing, smoking, putting a zen in, smoking a cigarette at the same time, feeling so good. Right behind you, the vampire's getting up, dude, because that didn't fucking kill it, you fool. That would not take out a vampire. They're immortal.
It's the things that we just discussed that take out a vampire, Nate. Remember?
Yeah. Here's what you would do. Put some garlic cloves in there between their teeth. Then you pile drive them. Then they chomp down on the garlic because the force of the head being crushed. Then you make them swallow it. That would kill them, dude.
Silver bullet.
Well, two things. One.
We're burning the whole vampire episode. Yeah, right.
Okay. I don't care, dude. I don't care.
That's very reckless of you. Now, here's an idea. Why don't they have this combination yet, where it's a cigarette and then the filter is a Zen? So when you get to the bottom of it, put that shit in your mouth. Then we don't have people throwing butts all over the place. You can just suck it, smoke it,
yet again,
and suck it.
Another.
That's what military scientists are are on.
That's what they're working on at Skunk Works. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Skunk Works.
Oh,
so wait, I'm so curious. What the hell are you guys interested in lunch-wise for your last lunch? You didn't. I mean, I went. I told you guys mine.
That was so vulnerable, by the way.
I know. I know.
Well, I guess in this scenario, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
So
don't joke about that.
I wasn't, and I would never joke about anything related to that topic, dude.
Right.
That's off limits for me. They say. People say, is there anything you can't joke about in comedy? Yeah, there's a lot you can't joke about.
That's why I stopped talking. That's why I stopped fucking with Norm Macdonald when I heard him joking about these serious subjects, because he has a truly horrible some jokes about some of the jokes he did about suicide. He's lucky I didn't get to him first. That's all I got to say.
Right.
What are you guys wanting for lunch?
All right, dude. I'm literally trying to tell you, dude.
Tell me now.
Your own teeth.
Mine would be simply, you know what? I don't know if I'm just hungry for this right now, but I would hit the Lox bagel.
Whoa. A Lox bagel? Really? That slimy salmon sliding down your throat right before you get the sword to the dome?
Well, what's going to be in on it? Is it the whole kit and caboodle? Are you doing tomato?
Capers?
Are you doing
onion? Capers?
I would put tomatoes. I would put capers. I would put onions on that. I would put what a kind of special crazy type of cream cheese. I don't know what, like a jalapeno scallion flavored.
Philadelphia strawberry.
Like that. Yeah. No. Philadelphia. No. And it would be on an everything bagel or some kind of garlic bagel. Bagel.
Enough with the everything bagel. Enough with the everything seasoning.
I do see their downfall. I see their downfall coming.
It's disgusting. Good.
Because you know what's coming back? The classy sesame bagel. Nothing but sesame seeds on it. Come on. You see a toasted sesame bagel? Hello. That's somebody in a dress.
I like that smooth bagel that you can run your tongue over before you slide it down the throat.
You're talking about the steamed plain bagel with and nothing on it but egg butter.
Egg
make
bagel,
that extra
butter.
Smooth for me. Don't do nothing to it. Just give me that egg bagel and let me lick up on it,
bruh.
In the bodega,
I am.
You guys like this idea
out here in LA?
The surgical ock. What's up, yo, let me get you know, this tumor removed the Aki way. Yes, sir. See what I'm saying?
Let me get that snatched jawline.
Put a Pop-Tart up in my fucking knees or something. Put the patient on the grill. See what I'm saying? I'm writing for a new CNN show, late night show. Yeah.
I haven't seen the damn Aki way guy on TikTok.
Dead.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. I'm just kidding.
It's not.
He is, man.
Dude. Speaking of lunch, that's a lunch king.
Lunch
there's,
king.
There's royalty amongst the lunch community, and he's up there.
Action Bronson.
Who? Oh yeah, Action Bronson. Shit.
That's a lunch king.
Dr. Ock. Who else?
Action Bronson. I watched him going to fuck whatever. It's all of his videos are the same. It's just I watched one of them. His most recent one about coffee.
Yeah, and is he high as hell?
He's like so. He has to be so hashed out.
It's hash. Yeah, I was about to say. Hash
and
high.
He just has these like, I don't know. He has a. I'm just as I'm saying it, I want to call him a dumbass, but then I'm like, we're the dumbest people on the planet. Like, I can't even I can't even do that to him right now.
You froze,
just
so it's
these,
a little
like,
hard to know what you really said.
Yeah, it's hard to know what you said. You froze, but I trust that it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
And Action Bronson, yeah, we might be coming for your crown, man. I'll just say it. Should I get tattooed out and start rapping like that?
You should, man. Yes. You should at least do that at the SNL showcase this year.
I need to get rid of one of my fucking tattoos so bad. Someone saw my dang tattoo on my ankle. And he was like, what does that mean? And I was like, I just want this off my body. I hate that. It just says it's the worst tattoo you can imagine. The word
you could make it say, you could make it say bang bus pretty simply with a little bit of a line on the D and then just draw a bus. Maybe.
Let me tattoo you. What? I can't believe you guys don't have any tats. That's so like, it's not usually who I align myself with. You know,
well, when
most
you do
of my
operations,
tatted out.
When you do
I'm
operations,
working on a full back music note symbol,
a full back treble clef.
Yeah, a full sleeve.
That's great.
Fucking bass and treble clef.
And I'm
just
saving
to show
room for
how much
space.
I love music.
You think I'm gonna just get one for free? Start advertising some concept for free? Hell no! You give me 10 racks. I'll take a look at the offer, but yeah,
a corporation should offer that. Get 20% off for the rest of your life if you tat up.
I'll put a Sobe green
cool
tea on my whole
on
forearm
your chest
right now.
40% off if you do a forehead.
Jack, you
if
should
you
get
Chipotle
a nipple
on the forehead.
Jack, you should get a nipple to nipple heartbeat tattoo. You know, with the skyline of Dubai in it, and when you go there, you know, see what I'm saying.
And I put like,
and it's got all the buildings, the Burj
Khalifa. And it says like zombie grip strength training academy on my fucking chest or something.
Damn. We should go into Dubai and invest in the world's highest powerlifting gym on the 286th floor. You know what I'm saying? You got to go hella up, yeah. Take 7 elevators to get there. You get up there, it's Action Bronson doing kettlebell swings.
No
it's
windows. It's fucking
Bradley Martin. No windows. No, it's all windows. Oh, for you, maybe, Jack, with your fear of heights? Yeah, it's no way.
I don't have that anymore. I was just saying it because I do think it's a cool mental exercise. Oh, I'm up here. I'm going to get to see the view. Nope. Mm-hmm. You're just up here.
No, the view is internal. The view's in your body. You
That's
right.
That's it. Yeah, I am hungry now that That's we're thinking about idea. Lunch.
Lunch part two is going crazy.
People have been disrespecting lunch, I think, a lot lately with this whole intermittent fasting thing, which, by the way, was a scam all along. But people are having breakfast. You know, people who skip breakfast, you're not really understanding what lunch means, man. You have to have already had breakfast for lunch.
Breakfast is an appetizer.
Yeah. Should I have some yogurt? Should I have some yogurt for breakfast and then... I mean, what the hell do I have the whole day off. It's Saturday. What should I go have for lunch?
Right.
The hell should I have for lunch?
Great question. What are we all going to have for lunch?
Wow. I think I should go healthy with it, unfortunately. There's that great bowl at Friends and Family. Have you had that, Nate? It's called like the Powerful Bowl.
No,
it's got like edamame beans, beets, greens, pulled chicken.
Oh,
yep. Sounds beets delicious. Are very powerful. Beets are very powerful,
and they turn your pee red, and it's not blood.
I'm shocked every time. I am so every time I think it's fuck. I'm basically waiting for that red pee to come out.
That's you're dead if you have
red.
If you come out, if you piss blood, if any sort, if blood comes out of your pee, you're dead.
God, you just know that. I don't want to get dark with it, but all three of us are going to have horrible medical discoveries at some point. Where you're like, oh, fucking hell, there it is. Been waiting
worth
for that
it.
Thing
there
to
it
pop
is.
Out.
It's worth
God
it.
Damn
finally.
It. God,
but then you get to contribute it. To the research of it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, that's
you'd
all
be
we
so lucky.
For.
You'd be so. By the way, you'd be so lucky to go out in a hospital bed, because a lot of people, they don't have that chance.
Well, you know what they tell soldiers before they go into battle. Sometimes, at least the highly motivational sergeants and whatever lieutenants tell their team. Do you know this? This gives
they
me great peace.
They say,
because you can
back.
Apply this to outside. Yeah, they do say, got your back, got your back, got your back.
They do zip zap.
But
top,
yeah, man. They do some little like fucking loosening
theater
exercises.
Games.
1, 2,
oh,
three,
dude,
four,
imagine
five,
this.
Six,
you're
seven,
about to
eight.
Go out on the battlefield. You're sitting on SEAL Team 6. I go up in your ear and I go like this.
Wow. It sounded like you said silly Team 6. We would be on silly yeah. Team 6. No, but what they tell them is, men, the bullet that is going to kill you already has your name written on it. Okay? Whatever that
that's
bullet is, however you're going to go out, that's just how you're going out, okay? And that bullet may be, yeah, a physical bullet, a silver bullet for a vampire. But for us, it could be fibromyalgia, whatever. You know what I mean?
Synesthesia.
We're just synesthesia, right? We're overwhelmed by a synesthesia experience and you jump off a bridge. Whatever it is, it's just going to happen, you know?
And me
and I just
getting
have
that
to tell
information
myself that.
As a soldier, I'd be like, that's so interesting because I looked at the bullets in my chamber and it says Sergeant Matheson right on it.
Oh, Sergeant. Dude, that would get you fucking fired from the military, though, if you did that.
That would get me
yeah,
promoted.
You have to go AWOL.
You kill the sergeant,
oh,
you become
shit.
The sergeant.
Maybe back in the Spartan days, yeah, of course. You spear them. Speared them.
A long spear on the battlefield?
Oh.
Who's remember lunch in school?
Mine's extra long.
Nate's got the 40-foot spear.
It's all wobbly. It's so wobbly.
Let me ask you guys about something.
Ew. Oh, Jack, take it away.
Take what away?
Your nails, bro. You're not supposed to see that. You're not. If you are looking at a foot flat, Jack, oh, take it shit. Away, oh, man. It's so on, disgusting, man. Bro.
This is the pre-episode. Take dude. It this off isn't even the fucking the feet finder.
Y'all are Patreon prissy, man.
Exclusive. I hate having to prissy. Do. I hate reacting that way, all emotionally, when you show your toe. But it's just not. We're not supposed to.
You
see
wouldn't
that.
Last Bella, one
show
second.
Show your nails
by
right
you.
Now. How
look
your nails?
How, look how trim. Trim.
How are you supposed to, you know,
polished?
You need to be comfortable with raw human life, man. You can't be afraid of little things like that. I won't do it again, but
you're right.
We need to get you dirty. I want to get you covered in mud this summer. I'm gonna get let your hair grow, let your nails grow.
Honestly, I bet you've been wanting to see my ass all covered in mud.
I have, man.
Not like that.
Rare mud.
I would right, so love. There's an episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Hal and Francis, the oldest son, are reconnecting on a motorcycle trip, and they go to a spa where they're sitting in mud, and it just looked like the most relaxing thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. Okay, so yeah. Us as a trio, before I pass away or at an early age, we are doing mud baths. We are going to Czechoslovakia and doing the beer bath. Have we talked about this? Have you seen this?
The beer bath?
What is that? Oh, I'm going to send it to you guys after this. You sit in a giant ass fucking copper tub, and it's a tub full of beer. There's an endless stream of beer going into the tub. You drink as much
disgusting.
As you want.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds downright disgusting.
Nate.
A beer tub? Nate, a tub of beer?
Nate. Hold on a second. I want you to just think about how happy Eric was talking about that and what you did to him. Because what you're doing is you're teaching a dog, because Eric is very influential. So when he does something excited and you smack him for it, I'm worried that he's going to develop a new pattern of behavior.
Rage-like behavior.
Where he's afraid to share what makes
right
him happy.
Right now it's at bay. Right. Well, yeah. Noted. Just I've noted that, man. you are so afraid of beer and its effects that you can't even imagine taking a bath.
But I can't even bathe in it.
What did you guys have for lunch at school?
Oh, dude, my lunches. Jeez. Sorry, mom. Busted as all hell. Busted.
How could you say that? Because isn't it almost, I feel like it's default. I feel like whatever my mom gave me, every day I had a white bread with bologna and lettuce, soggy ass lettuce by the time I was eating it, maybe a little bit of mayonnaise. And I ate that every
Chips.
Day. No.
Chips?
No.
Banana?
No.
Red Delicious apple?
No. Just this sandwich. I would eat that every day. I would look forward to it every day.
Nate, go. Well, my amazing story.
I was just gonna talk about the school lunches. I would say the state of Ohio was trying to kill off every single public school kid. Like I feel like there were some, because we had French fries every day. Every day we had fucking
that's a vegetable.
French fries.
That's a root vegetable.
I had French fries every single day for 15 years of my life for lunch and pizza.
Damn.
And whatever pizza.
But was it
and
the
french
flat,
fries
was it the square little piece
yeah it was
pizza
the
pizzas?
Fucking fucked up. It was the smiley face french fries sometimes. It was just french fries and pizza, french fries and just taco meat with the fucking, it was absolutely disgusting. And I don't know how the fuck my body, the human body can survive that. It's a testament to the right. The strength of the organs of the youth. You know?
I like that.
But they're really testing the limits. Of,
Michelle Obama kind of fixed all this shit. If
that's
only
right.
You had been born
shout
the time.
Shout out to Michelle Obama.
Michelle
you mean
Obama.
Obama?
Yeah, Mrs. Obama.
I always
she
really
fixed
was
all that shit.
I was always jealous of people eating amazing lunches, I would say, during high school.
Me too.
Let me get a bite of that school lunch.
Let me get a bite of that chicken sandwich.
My parents never hooked me up with a school lunch plan, and I always was like, damn, I want that fucking tray and that milk.
Oh, yeah, you're drinking milk every
meal. Chocolate milk in the carton.
And french fries.
If you remember get chocolate Simpsons milk, joke? Teriyaki chicken, Malk. Teriyaki beef bites.
Because I would, my lunches, and thank God I had a mom that was making me lunch at all. Let me just say that. I'm thankful for all of it. I'm grateful. That's the ultimate message here. However, you can still have problems with that shit. And my lunches, I would see the other kids' lunches. Lunchbox, yes. Mine were in a paper bag, squeezed all at the top. So it was just a little like squeezed piece of brown paper bag at the top. Other people had it nice and folded, whatever. I get a PB&J, Red Delicious Apple, and one of those crunchy Nutri-Grain bars. Yuck.
Those is good.
Every day.
You need to change your attitude, man. Those are delicious. I'd eat that right now. That sounds fucking awesome.
A crunchy Nutri-Grain bar and a PB&J. Listen to yourself, because
you started this experience romanticizing the plowman's lunch. But then when you speak upon peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you're acting like John Leguizamo, to be quite frank.
I don't understand that reference.
He's just extra. Some of his character work.
I think that shows a marked shift in American palate, okay? Where, yeah, we were eating raw-ass fucking onion and stinky cheese and fucking whatever, ale. That doesn't even fucking taste good, and it's warm. That's what was giving us pleasure back in the 1900s. Now we need that sweet shit. Sugar, American sugar has destroyed lunch. With sweet jelly, sweet peanut butter, disgusting Red Delicious apples that shouldn't.
All right.
This is everybody's stand-up joke.
All right. All right.
Those ain't delicious.
You're starting to make it about America, and I'm not going to have America be besmirched on here, and I don't think you mean that, frankly. I think this is your childhood coming back. This has been a really tough episode.
We've really had to go deep, really dramatic.
Because lunch brings things up that a lot of people aren't comfortable even bringing up in any context, let alone publicly on the public forum, in the public sphere of ideas, in the marketplace of ideas, a marketplace of ideas. Our brains are S&P 500 companies, essentially, is what I say.
I'll just say,
yeah,
it's going to be a long time before we ever talk about this topic again. It's going to be lunch part very, three. It's going to be a very long time before we can get back into lunch part three. It's just, I don't even know if there will be a part three. We might just tap out.
Lunch part three should be at a cafeteria, okay? And it's going to be streamed live to Facebook.
To our Facebook page.
Yeah.
10 followers. By the way, look, dude, we need more of an audience on the Facebook page. We have a Joy Tactics Facebook page. It is really, really just pathetic right now. And I don't know. I feel like we could really, that's kind of what we're missing in terms of the growth of this and trajectory of this podcast. We need the Facebook community on our side.
The Zuck.
Oh, can I say this? I made a lunch last night for my girlfriend.
Hey, that's pretty that possible? Nice.
Speak of the devil.
Was you put it a little note in it? You put a little note in it?
I should have. Damn. You're so amazing at sort of keeping relationships fresh in that way.
I know. But I think that's very admirable that
I packed made lunch.
What was in the lunch?
It was kind of like a cheese plate kind of lunch. Like
nuts, pistachios.
It was like some crackers, I forget what type of cheese it is. Some white cheese.
Swiss. That's what they call Swiss.
Some turkey, some basil, some tomatoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just some basil leaves, raw basil leaves.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good for you, man. No more boyfriends should be acting your way.
Where are you going, dude?
I have a quick update for you guys. Guess who just messaged me?
Who? Chef Boyardee wants you to join the army.
To the listeners, they might not know this, but when I was about 16, a man from India started messaging me randomly. His name is Saran John.
You're getting
John.
Scammed.
No, I'm not. And we've basically been talking for about 10 years. A couple times, he'll wish me happy birthday every single year. And when I was really young, the messages were a bit sexual. Huh. I've shown you this before, right? He kind of, I think.
I was wondering if you were going to
say, I don't know how he found me. Yeah, he was an adult, and it's actually not cool, but we sometimes he'll just say, how's your day going? I say, pretty good. But this is what he just sent me today. How's your day today?
Wow.
There he is. He's a lawyer in India.
Good for him.
Yeah, he said, and I asked him how his day was going. He said, life is pretty hectic right now, so I don't know if he's doing too good.
He always seems to be going through it.
Literally always seems to be going through it.
All right.
Wow. Nate, okay, so
what gave your tired ass joy today?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what gave my fucking tired fucking ass joy. I was listening to, some would say, I guess, a cringe band slash song in the car. And it was the song by 3 Days Grace. You heard of this band?
Yeah, I've seen Shaquille O'Neal singing their songs before.
And it was the song, The Animal I've Become,
oh,
which we need to do a full lyrical breakdown of.
The genius lyric breakdown, yeah.
That song, you play that on max volume in the fucking 2013 Prius. Max volume with the bass cranked up, treble down. You can't even hear the treble. It's just bass. Man, that shit is popping.
Down out, down out, down out, down out, down out, down
out. I can't escape this hell.
Wow,
that is an awesome band.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Good luck being in a bad mood. 3 Days Grace. All their songs are so angry, and yet they make you happy.
Some of the nicest guys in the world.
Yup.
I think they broke up, didn't they? Or they're back together? That's okay.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Jack, you know what I'm going to ask you, man.
All right. With regards to joy, I'm really struggling to pick which one I'm going to experience.
Oh, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so cool. It's because on the one hand, I could do this, but let me just say this. I saw Furiosa last night. Did that movie give me joy? No, it gave me deep boredom, frankly. Because the violence that they're showing doesn't compare to the shit that I Google every single day. But what did give me joy about this experience was going, oh man, that Regal Cinema over on Essex or whatever. It's
in Manhattan.
Completely empty in Manhattan. It's Friday night. There's not a soul in the theater. We're leaning all the way back.
Oh God. That's not good.
You go down to the Essex Market beforehand and you get a big plate. The biggest plate I could find of chicken and rice, chicken over rice.
Remember when we got that theater. Sushi?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking good.
We had an omakase night in the brightest, under the brightest dentist office style lighting I have ever seen in my life.
But delicious food, Nate.
That was fun.
I can't imagine.
I remember nights.
So you had an amazing night at Essex Regal.
Eating chicken over rice in the movie theater made me feel like...
delicious.
Can I describe something that happened to me recently just in terms of food and movie theaters?
Yes.
That I think people would find interesting, and it does have to and it does pertain to lunch in a sense.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric wants to leave so badly.
Nah, I really don't.
So I saw a movie and I snuck a full Chipotle meal into the theater. Okay.
Wow.
And it was pretty much an empty movie. I saw the movie Run Lola Run.
Oh, it's so good.
Great. And,
I snuck that movie's like watching like a fucking lit commercial for like an hour and a half.
Legit is
like, it was fucking sick, but I snuck a quesadilla like meal, and I was like, I'm very against getting like basically eating dinner in a movie theater. That's just, I just don't do that. Cause the meals at these places are so, I'm not eating popcorn for dinner. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Popcorn is delicious. I'm just not doing it. So what I am going to eat is fucking Chipotle for dinner, and I'm going to bring that shit into the theater. Mm-hmm. There was nobody, I'm not going to a packed theater. Okay. I'll only do this if there's like nobody. So there's not too many people in there, and it's so dark. the sour cream that I got on the side was like flooding into the whole thing. It's dripping everywhere. It was
disgusting.
It was really, really a tough meal to eat in terms of mess. Like, it was so messy, but you got to do what you got to do. And that just reminded me of that. So,
and quite quickly, Eric, well, real quickly, quite quickly. It's sad that sneaking things into theaters doesn't really exist anymore, man. Because the movie theaters are basically begging you. They're saying you can do whatever you want to us. Bring in any food.
Just come in.
Watch your own movie. Bring a laptop. Smoke. Mm-hmm. Just come in. Please, man. You can't get a thrill. There's no thrills.
We need better movies. It's not the audience's fault. We need better ass movies. Give new filmmakers a chance, Hollywood. Let the new generation in and let our voices be heard in a filmic sense.
The DSLR generation.
Yeah, right. Okay, but my joy last night did Kate Berlant's show at the Largo. Never performed there before, but I've always seen all those pictures in that hallway. And so I was like, oh, finally. And it was just so fun because I looked out in the audience and I was like, this is not... wouldn't be what the typical Joy Tactics audience looks like. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of older people. It was an interesting audience, but they were
so very careful,
nice,
Eric,
and generous.
Be very careful.
What?
When you're speaking upon qualities of the Joy Tactics audience. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry.
Well, so maybe there's a hidden older population that I don't know about, but just, it was a great vibe and I was like, this is awesome. So it was a fun time. That's what gave me joy, if you were curious.
Pretty good.
Incredible. So,
well,
there you have it.
That's lunch part two.
We discussed lunch part two. We dug in a little bit deeper into the topic of lunch. I had a really sour and bad attitude, and I'm sorry for it. And I'd like to apologize officially for that. And I know that next time when I come into this podcast, I'm going to have a bright and shining smile on my face. And I'm going to be coming in with the most positive energy that you can imagine. It's going to be shocking in a way that you're going to miss this version of me where I was kind of sour and bad.
Mm. Right. Wow.
Because you guys kind of like when people are a little bit the bad boy.
They actually might like it when you're like that. And really quick, I need to clarify, Kate's audience wasn't just older folks. It was a full diverse age mix, but there were older people there and very young people there, babies as well. So
I'm sick of ageism. I'm fucking sick of it.
Me too. That's next month's theme, is addressing the elderly crisis.
So comment what you had for lunch today. Comment.
I want to edit what you just said out. So
let us know what you had for lunch. Lie about it, and we'll see you next time.
And peace out, y'all.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.